Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lakeside, for putting it down and just letting us know how much you want to hold our hands Thank you, my brother. God bless you all. And may God be with you. Amen. This is good. We are good. We are in a good place. We're in a good time. And we're going to have a good time today here on Solar Records Radio. It is, what is it? What's today? Friday. And every Friday, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records here on Solar Records Radio. So thank you guys so much for being the best part of Solar. We really appreciate it. We want to give a shout out to all of our friends around the world. May God bless you and keep you. And I hope you guys are good and you are well. We are doing our best to be our best here at Solar Records Radio. And so we're going to have a little tribute for you just in, you know, a little bit later in the show. But we're gonna do this because we want to just kind of chop it up. I'll wait for my partner, Don Fleming, to show up and we'll chop it up about the question that we will have for you. Greg posted it, actually. So if you're online, you can see what we're talking about. All right, so, and it has something to do with Shalimar and Babyface, all that good stuff. So, okay, so just tune in and hang out with us today. Much love to all of our friends around the world. May God bless you and keep you and keep all you guys. I pray that you are safe and you are well, and that, you know, and that you enjoy the beginning of this weekend. This we're kicking this weekend off. And we want to do it in good spirit and love and happiness, okay? So let's try to do this together. Let's try to have a good time here on Solar Records Radio. Can we do that, y'all? We could do that, right? Yeah, we could do that. All right, guys. So with all that being said, I'm gonna kick this thing off, and I'm going to play a song by Shalimar here on Solar Records Radio. Let's go, girl.
Honey, do it right. Come on, sugar. can do to hide it. 'Cause even the most independent women will never deny it. A good woman needs a strong man, and baby I'm free. But
give
I won't
up,
waste your time.
Dynasty, no other. Of course, I must say that Dynasty did a great job, but it is a smooth song. I really enjoy that song, Give It Up for Love by Dynasty. And man, and you know, we're just having a good time here on Solar Records Radio and kicking out the song. And much love to all you guys, and God bless you and God keep you. We are looking at doing this thing. I just uploaded the song, so we'll be talking about this song, For the Lover in You. For the Lover in You. Where the topic of the show is really to just kind of figure out, like, you know, what's it like for them to have redone a big hit by Shalamar. Actually, it's been done by other people as well. And so but I'm looking at Babyface's version and Shalamar's version, because we got two artists on the same label doing the same song. Now, I gotta say this: when Babyface released the song, he released it, he was on his own label, LaFace Records, actually, but he came from Solar Records. So don't forget now. So he had them in the studio, Howard and Jody and Jeffrey, and they haven't been together forever. And to get them in the studio really took some serious love. And it has to also do with the fact that he is who he is. And at that time, Babyface was hot. LaFace Records, you know, and he had all those hits out on all these different artists. And to redo one of your songs, it's like, what? You wanted to redo one of my songs? So it really took a lot to get this to happen, to make this happen. And so I'm just very impressed with the fact that LaFace felt that, hey, I got this. I could do this. And he did. And we will talk about the beginnings of the song in the beginning with Shalimar as well. And so, you know, I'm giving you a little bit at a time. I'm still waiting for my partner to come in. And hopefully he can get in, because I know he's got a lot going on. And we love our brother Don Fleming, right? Don't we love Don Fleming? Yeah, we love Don Fleming. So we're going to try to wait for Don to come in. But I do want to, I'm anxious to talk about this. But in the meantime, until we get Don, we're going to keep this music going here on Soul Eye Records Radio. How about a little bit of The Deal? Y'all know The Deal, right? Let's do the one from the movie. Let's do The Deal. All right, here we go. On Soul Eye Records Radio.
Wow,
Let no man separate us. And that is the deal doing their thing.
What
and
a beautiful
man,
song, man.
Yes,
what a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Man.
Now, do you remember what movie that song came out of?
Oh, don't put me on the spot. I it's at the tip of my tongue. It came out around, what, 80,
85, 86? Yep.
I know it. Go ahead and let the people know, because I'm going to, you know, we're going to be here all day. Be like, yeah, it's at the tip of my tongue.
Well, we'll wait till they get off of the tip of your tongue, and it'll be all good. But what's happening, Mr. Don Fleming? How are you?
I'm good. How are you, man? I'm on the road, but I wanted to call in. And again, heck of a show yesterday. You know, your afternoon drive, of course, gave me the opportunity to call in and say hello to the people. And shout out to all those listeners that have been faithful to the show. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for donating to the show. Thank you so much for contributing, getting some cool merchandise. Man, we couldn't do it without you guys. Thank you so much.
Wow, that's awesome. Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about this Shalimar thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, we kind of talked about it just a little tad. You know, I was just sharing, you know, about, you know, Babyface and going in and redoing one of Shalimar's biggest hits.
Mm-hmm.
And others had done Shalimar's song as well overseas. I know that there was a young lady that actually started her song off the way that, you know, that song starts off, and then she went into her own thing. But Babyface, you know, I mean, he really kind of, he did what he did. And you know, a lot of times we say, don't go in and redo somebody's song unless you can do it better or at least as good.
Right.
And so, but Babyface at that time was so hot. He had started his label, LaFace Records, which was a, you know, an amazing company. And you know, he had hits coming from all over the place. And it was like, hey, and I want to redo your song. And Shalimar's like, whoa, really? Yeah, you want to redo? Okay. And so, you know, to get them all to come to the studio, Don, together, uh-huh. and they hadn't been together for a long time. So it was like, you know, and they had some beef, right? So they were like, I don't know. And so, but they did end up going there and doing it. But let's just go back to the beginning. When the song first came about, we went in the studio and we recorded it as if it was just any other song that we were doing. And it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. And the song got done, and you know, with the rest of the album, and the record came out, and it just exploded. It was like, it just took off. It was like, whoa, they really like this song. And so, I was really happy for Shalimar and just everybody involved, Leon and the writers and the, and you know, just the, you know, just the whole situation. I was just happy for everybody. But anyway, so you know, we did that did happen, and so it did what it did, and it was awesome. And for the UK as well, the, you know, the people over there,
The UK definitely showed it love.
Yeah. And then, you know, and just all around the globe. I mean, the whole world really showed their love for the music. Yeah. So you want to talk about Babyface and them doing it?
Well, you know, as far as their remake, man, I loved it. I think when Babyface is exposed to all of that talent at Solar, with the talent of his own being incorporated in that the Solar sound, it was only a matter of time before he took a classic song from Shalimar's and, you know, kind of give it a a re-up, a more modern version at the time, what, 1996. So it was beautiful, man. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful feeling to kind of have, you know, you have LL Cool J. And then, you know, at the Santa Monica Pier, to have all of them, Jody, Jeffrey, and Howard, you know, performing with Babyface. I mean, you know, despite what rumors or whatever, you know, us being fans, you know, on the outside looking in, you know, despite whatever internal issues that they had, the fact that they came, you know, to do that, you know, with Babyface, the respect that they had for Babyface, to all be there at the same time doing what they do. And you know what's funny? The video is on YouTube of them performing. And you look at the comment section of people, you know, kind of spreading the rumors and whatnot. Jody's responding. Jody's actually responding to the comments. You know, well, you know, and I'm like, that's what you gotta love, you know, the spark in her coming on, you know, YouTube, her name, Jody Watley, coming on there and just responding to all of the rumors that people kind of just create in the comment section. So, you know.
What did she say? What did she say?
Because they were saying, well, Jody didn't want to come to the video shoot when, if they were there, and all of these things that were going on and saying this and saying that. And she just said it straight. She said, we decided to do this. We did this for Babyface, yada, yada, yada. You know, and she told a couple of people stop spreading lies, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, man, for her to come into the comment section and engage, just to let people know, you know what was going on at that particular moment. You know, hey, I give kudos to her for that, because again, that's how a lot of rumors get spread, and it starts off now because of the age of social media and YouTube. All it starts with a YouTube page, you know, and just saying something, you know, whether it's clickbait or whatever. But she just wanted to set the record straight. But going back to what you were saying, man, I think, you know, Babyface's talent, you know, the thing that, you know, the stuff he wrote for Midnight Star being there, you know, the stuff he wrote for The Whispers. I mean, not only Rock Steady, just, you know, a lot of great music he wrote with them and with The Whispers and if I'm not mistaken, I want to say he did a couple of things for
he did Dynasty as well.
Yeah, like Dynasty and I think Lakeside, if I'm not mistaken. So
yeah.
So I mean, the brother spread his talent through that whole Solar family, you know, and I guess it kind of eased the stress and eased all of the duties from Leon a little bit, because Leon was the man. And again, I'm sure he would have taken that mantle with pride, but it was just good to have all of that talent able to spread out and Leon giving them those graces, at least the graces to let, you know, give Babyface that tool to go out and say, hey, I'm gonna do a song for Walter and Scotty and, you know, LaBelle and Nick. So, you know, and you know, and Steven and, you know, and Otis and all these cats. So yeah. The brothers is amazing.
Yes. Well, yeah, and so with that being said, I'm gonna play the first version of it, and then I'll play the second version, but we'll come back after the first version, just chop it up, and then we'll play the second version.
Okay.
So you got time for that while you're on the road?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, cool. So let's just play. I'll play most of the first version, and then I'll come back, and then we'll chop it up right after this.
Okay.
Hold on, guys.
Making me feel
Let me just say this, man. What was the moment? Were you there when that song was recorded? Matter of fact, you played drums on that song, right?
Right, right.
Well, I mean, for all the listeners, let's say all the new listeners out there, man, and don't really just know your pedigree of the stuff that you were involved in. Just talk a little bit for the listeners out there. Just talk a little bit about the mood of the recording of that song, man, because it's so soothing. I'm not saying y'all probably broke out in fist fights, but it's just a soothing song. But can you go back to that moment, and if I'm not mistaken, what, 1979, and just talk about the moment
actually,
of recording that song?
Yeah, it was 1980, and I remember, you know, Leon was having a difficult time with me because of my pocket. Which I mean by my timing, playing drums on that song was a difficult thing for me to do because I still was trying to figure out what pocket was, even though we had already recorded And the Beat Goes On for The Whispers and Second Time Around for Shalimar. I still was in training. And so when it came down to the ballot, Leon was breaking his neck to make sure that he got me to play it the way that he wanted me to play it. And then, you know, so that took a lot of patience on his part. And you got to just say, man, dude, I got to take my hat off to you because you really broke me. He really broke me and made me a better drummer because of his patience and because of his love. And so for me, just to be the one that they do this. And so I was just very proud and very happy. Hold on one second. Let me just fix this. Your microphone is making a lot of noise, Don.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
But it's okay. I just wanted just to let you know so in case you could fix it. But we were real fortunate and we're really blessed. The overall vibe for all of us, because we were all young and we were all trying to figure it out, was just to be patient with Leon, because Leon was really, really instructing us as to how this is going to go and how it's going to end up. He knew where he was going, but we had to figure it out. And so for every single person, from William Shelby to, you know, every single person that played on that song had to really be patient and had to learn their parts and figure it out. Steve Shockley, everybody had to learn their parts. Now, Steve Shockley is the guitar player from Lakeside, but he played, he was one of the Throwdown Brothers. So he played on a lot of the beginning stuff with us. So that was it was something else, man. So, but we all were there, praise God, and we all were
now. You said the recording was in 1980, right?
Right, 79, 80.
Okay,
somewhere. So I know that we had started out at the with the And the Beat Goes On for the Whispers. And then we did Second Time Around. I can't remember the order of songs because we were doing many songs. I'm like 40, 50 years ago. That's pretty. I'm pretty old.
No, you're still young. And you guys were babies. You know, just amazing. Again, I'm not trying to compare the generation 20 year olds today to 20 year olds back then. I'm just saying, you know, you guys, you were barely, 22, 23 years old doing what you were doing on a record like that hit the world. I mean, in mass, it hit the world, the Whispers and the Beat Goes On. The fact that we've talked about the fact that, you know, the newer generation, you know, got a hold of your music through a video game. You know, we talked about the Grand Theft Autos and all of that. You know, it still resonates today in 2023. You being a part of that, me knowing you, and you being a part of that, it's just like, man, I know with you being humble and everything, but people just don't know the things that you played on, the things that you witnessed. And again, it just goes to your acting and your humility. I don't want to rant too much. I know you want to, I didn't mean to cut you off earlier, but I wanted you to know that, you know, the kids now and all, you know, those who are listening to the show, they are taking this in. I think I can speak for a few of them and say they are taking this in like a sponge. And everything that you're saying right now is pretty much the gospel because you've experienced it. So, but again, with that being said, man, I just want you to know
Steven,
Brother Shelby, you know, all the Throwdown Brothers that basically contributed to the song in 1979 or 80, being that young, you know, that's just talent unfolded, you know. It's tenfold, excuse me, I'm using the word, I'm doing my wording. But no, it's just this talent, just tenfold as far as just being that young and being able to make the music that you've made. I mean, that takes a lot. I mean, take a bow to that, brother, for real. You see all of it.
Amen, man. We have been really fortunate because we've been talking about, you know, our history for a while now. And so we've been really fortunate, and we can, you can really get really, you can get caught up on this, like, well, you know, okay, yeah, okay. But the fact of the matter is that if I heard what you just said for the first time, I would feel all this energy and love again all over, you know, if I'm a listener. So hats off to you for, you know, keeping it real and keeping it, because we do this show every Friday, and we've been doing it every Friday for about 5 years, 4 or 5 years before we became Solar. We were another company. And so we were doing it before we even became, you know, so. It's beautiful to hear you explain it that way. Thank you so much for reminding us, including myself, and probably my other friends, you know, how prevalent it was, what we did, and how much it means, and what a blessing it is. I want to play this other song because I know you're at your destination. So I want to let me play this other song, and then we can talk it up about that, and then I'll let you go.
Okay.
Is that good? All right. So listen. We're going to listen to this other version by Babyface for The Lover in You. This is For The Lover in You by Babyface on Solar Records Radio. We'll be right back. That was so good, man. Anyway, man. Don, amen. So it's so many different things I could say about that, but you know, when your man came in and he just started freestyling in his rap, I was like, whoa.
LL Cool J. The ladies love Cool J.
Hey, he just, like, I was like, okay, I could appreciate rap even more. Like, yeah, and so this was way back then. I'm not talking about now, but I'm talking about way back then when I heard it for the first time, I was like, whoa, that is good. And that was really, really good. And so, and I also love the way that, you know, like how they brought Howard Hewitt. Okay, we're going to bring the original singer into the song. I mean, he's singing backgrounds with Jody and Jeffrey, but now we want to actually bring him even more into the song and have him lead. And that was just great, man. So my hat's off to Babyface, you know, for just doing a great, great, great job. He did do what we expect you to do when you redo a song. He took it to another level. He took it to another level. And that's what I have to say about it. And go ahead, Don, what's your thoughts?
No, it's just, again, both versions. I always go back to defer to the original, but I, you know, it's just one of those things like, hey, they kind of kept that energy, you know. I love the fact, you know, LL Cool J came in and did what he did on the rap part. And then Howard's like, hey, let's bring, like you said, let's bring the original back. And he does his, you know, his rendition. Again, 1996, you know, it was a great year for a lot of great music. And, you know, Babyface was on the top of the, you know, top of the world at the time, you know, with releasing of his albums and whatnot, his solo projects and him, you know, still doing his things with, you know, with L.A. Reid and whatnot. L.A. Reid also drummer for The Deal, you know. So that legacy, man, it just keeps going. And I think they're still somewhat partners today.
Amen. Yes, sir. Well, you know what? Greg, thank you, Greg, for suggesting that we chop this conversation up, because it was really, really good. And so thank you, Greg, for, you know, blessing us with this concept. You know, he also thought that the rap thing was really cool, too, how he just came in and freestyled. So I want to make sure I give him his props on that. But I felt the same way when I first heard it. I was like, whoa. How he just do some rap up that thing. And I love the beginning, how he what I love the hype, you know. And so I miss that kind of innocent but just real creative love that they had. And that was really good, man. So, but anyway, I there's so many other things to say about it, and I could go on and on and on and on, but I want to let you have the closing line.
You were ground zero, so you have the floor on that. I just wanted to add, you know, even in those moments where, you know, I'm at that age now that I'm gonna keep it real. I'm tired of rap music. You know, I'm not really just the biggest. I'm not really the biggest fan of R&B. There's some good stuff out there. I've always said that, but I think, you know, because everyone wants to kind of chase this pop sound and chase the sound to a group or a demographic of people who were never vested in our communities and the interest of our music and our plight. With that said, you know, I think, you know, those type of, every now and then a song comes, you know, in the new age, in the modern day, that gives you back that feeling. And this was one of those songs. It took you back to the original and made you go back and listen to the original. And then that feeling starts over all over again. That's the type of feeling that I get, you know, getting up in my age, getting up in my age now. I'm just 49. But, you know, it's just how even at 5 years old, 6 years old at the time, I knew about, you know, that song. I'm singing that. They probably know who Shalimar was at the hell I'm six. But, you know, but I knew
that's
the song.
So
you know,
yeah.
I knew the song. I sung the song. I knew, you know, might have not known the name, The Whispers, but I knew And the Beat Goes On. I knew Lady. I knew Olivia, you know, Lost and Turned Out. So yes. Like
yes,
I said,
sir.
Didn't know the meaning of the song till I got older and listened to the lyrics. But again, when you're little, you know, you're at that age, you're soaking things up like a sponge. And the 49-year-old me versus the 6-year-old me, it goes back to that moment that 6-year-old had listening to And the Beat Goes On, listening to This Is for the Lover in You, you know, listening to that feeling, listening to, you know, any Shalimar, There It Is, or you know, Big Fun, you know, for anything from those albums, Somewhere There's a Love for Me. You know, it's again, the songs that you can hear today, yes, there are a couple of songs that takes you to those moments. And and again, I'm the type of person that, you know, and a lot of people might agree, might not agree. It's all good. It's about opinion. And everyone's respected, you know, have their respected opinion. And I'll defer to their respected opinion. All I'm saying is a lot of people might agree that, you know, it's about having that feeling when it comes to the music that you listen to. And that core audience has always been with you from day one. And Babyface, to me, never really strayed away from that. Yeah, he got more pop. He did some stuff with Eric Clapton, and I think he did some things with Madonna and all of that. But, you know, he always knew who his core audience was, you know.
Yes.
And that's the music that was made for. Dynasty, you guys knew who your core audience was. Again, should have pushed y'all out a little bit more, but hey, again, you and the Throwdown Brothers did what y'all did, and that music will stay way past our lifetimes. So think about that.
Amen, brother. Man, Don said a mouthful. So
talking. You know what he guys? He says, "Amen, brother." He says, "Shut up! I'm tired of you talking."
No, I love Don Fleming, and I love your energy. Yeah, I love your hype,
love
man.
You too,
so,
man.
God bless you, man. So what I'm going to do now, and I'm just going to play like what Don was just explaining to you. I'm just going to play some of the stuff that we did, and so you're going to hear it'll be consecutive. Okay, so just kick back, relax, and thanks for tuning in to Soul Eye Records Radio today. We love and appreciate you. We're going into our second hour now. So here we go on Soul Eye Records Radio. Don, thank you so much, man, for blessing us with your amazing way of saying what you had to say. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you.
No problem.
All right, guys. So we're going to take a little break. Check it out here on Soul Eye Records Radio.
Right now, we want you to get your hands together, and we're going to start your party. Let's welcome Soul Eye Recording Artists. Soul Eye Recording Artists.
When you hey baby, don't make a move, and I'm so glad
Oh, that is so funky. But anyway, guys, so I've been playing you a lot of different tracks, right? And so we're just trying to do our best to be our best here on Solar Records Radio. And, but, oh, man, that was so good. That was so interesting. I really enjoyed chopping it up with Don Fleming and just talking about those things that were just so good and it was so right and so nice and just what a blessing it was, right? So, anyway, it's time to get back on part two of the show here, Wardell Potts Jr. and Don Fleming. Don Fleming's on the road, though, so we'll catch him when we catch him. I'm going to play a song that I wrote for the Silvers, it was very interesting to, to be able to do that for them and with them. I want to make sure that I explain this right. It was one of those songs that it was a song, it's in the beginning of me becoming a writer. And I ended up getting the song on the Silvers. I was like, what? I got the song on the Silvers? I was so excited. And so, it was just a blessing because Leon was like, I said, Leon, what do you think about that? He said, yeah. Okay, let me see. I could do this. I could do that. Okay, yeah. All right, so bring it on down. And before you know it, there you go. My song was done. It was done. I don't even remember how it got done. All I remember is I played my parts. I remember playing my parts just like if I was just a musician on the song, but not a writer. And this is the thing, like it was like that with everything. Like even if you're a writer or you are not a writer, you just felt like Leon was such the leader that it was his song. They were always his songs, right? And we were trying to give him his song the way that he wants it. And then, you see your name on it, you go, oh, yeah, I wrote it. That's right. But when we were going through all the motions of, okay, one more time. Okay, try this and do this and, okay. All right, hold it. Let's just take a break. Let's go get something to eat. And we all leave and go get something to eat. And we come back and we feel fresh. But when we go get something to eat, we'll sit there at the table and laugh and talk about anything, all kind of crazy stuff. Not crazy, crazy stuff, but we'll talk about movies and, and Leon was into cartoons. So Leon used to have bags and bags of cartoon magazines, and he would bring them sometimes, and he would read through his cartoon magazines, and we all be talking and stuff, and he's reading through his magazines, and so he was really a character. That Leon Silvers was a character, and we enjoyed him and loved him, and he loved us, and we all had a good time, and I think that had something to do with why the music was that way, because it felt good. It felt like a good time, and so bless you, Leon Silvers. Thank you so much for blessing us with your gifts, sharing your gifts with us, and helping us to become songwriters, successful songwriters, as I might add, because we got our songs on the charts and here we are. I mean, I started out in the basement, in a little hole in the earth, and to get my song on charts around the world, that's very serious. And so I have to thank Leon with all of my heart. And my friends are the same. We all come from the same place, And so thank you, Leon, for opening the door for us. We've had our times where we bumped heads and stuff, but that's how brothers do. We all brothers, right? And we will bump our heads and then we'll get it all figured out the next day and we forget about it. forget that it even happened, and we just keep moving. And but we were really blessed because of Leon. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless you, man. All right, guys. So this is the song that I wrote. It's called Falling for Your Love, and it was a mid-tempo ballad. And I was really, I had a crush on Pamela. She's never heard me say this because I've never said it on live radio. But Pat Silvers, I had a crush on her, but it was a hidden crush. She didn't know it. Nobody knew it but me. I just kept it to myself. I was like, she is so beautiful. I'm falling for your love. but that's actually how I felt, but I never said it. So until now, but you know, we're all old now, so who cares? Anyway, guys, this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. We got 47 minutes left in the show. Let's get going.
I'm had to leave my condo to come to this. Well, I'm back, but this time it was my man. And these women are putting their hands all over his Yamamoto Kanzai for the iPod. And I'm much, much unhappy about that. I hate to come down to the level and become a BW, a basic woman. But if they don't stop, it's gonna get scandalous.
It's 5 o'clock, I'm just getting home, roaming on my own. What can I tell her that she might understand?
Why does a man so in love spend himself so thin when he could never win in the end?
Just have to, you know, take my hats off to Lakeside for, you know, that's Steve Shockley's first song. And so congratulations, Steve Shockley. What a great, great song. I love it. I think that was his first recording for the professional release. I'm not sure. I know he said first song. So, but anyway. So, guys, this is, we got 25 minutes left in the show, and I just want to thank you so much for hanging out with me today. It's been a beautiful show, and we've had a great time together, and I really enjoyed, you know, just chopping it up with you guys and sharing the stories about, you know, our stories, you know, all the different things that happened with us. You know, but one of the things I didn't share with you guys is, you know, when I did And the Beat Goes On, that song took so long to record. It took so many hours to really get it down, and it was just, it was a nightmare. It was the first song that I ever recorded for The Whispers, and it was the second song that I recorded professionally for Leon Silvers. So I was still a mess. I was still a mess from the first song. The first song we recorded was Second Time Around. And that song shook me up so bad. And then we went and did, and you know, And the Beat Goes On, and it was just nerve-wracking. And but it was really about, you know, creating your legacy, your history. And I didn't look at it like that. If you know, I'm a young man. I'm just stressed out. I'm so stressed out because this guy in front of me, whoa, one more time. You're dragging. You're going too fast. You're going too slow. Okay, one more time. Let's try it again. Oh, my God. Over and over. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't even hear the difference. And I didn't know what Pocket was. Like I said, that was the second song that I recorded. I just knew that I needed to do what I had to do. And I worked really hard. I studied Leon's metronome at night. I would sit there, and as I was sleeping in the studio, and I would blink my eyes to just to coordinate my timing with the metronome light. And so the metronome, you know, light coming on, blink, blink, and it just keeps going all night long. And so I sat there for, you know, hours at a time, sitting there going, okay, every time I open my eyes, the light is going to be off. Every time I close my eyes, I mean, every time I open my eyes again, the light will be on. And I would switch back and forth. So I would do, you know, so much time with just opening my eyes and making sure the light was off. And then I would do this the opposite, where every time I open my eyes, the light was on. And I would study, and I would practice that all the time. And so when we went in the studio, I thought that I understood what Pocket was. See, Pocket is not just timing. It's a feeling inside the groove. And so you have to discover what that is. And I remember working so hard, and I finally got it. And but it took a minute. It really did take a minute. I want to play you that song. I'll play the song after I play you the song I'm going to play. But it was hard. I was like, I wasn't sure like what to do. And I remember saying, this is crazy. So we worked it and we worked it, and then Leon was like, okay, let's just take a lunch break. Let's just take a lunch break. This is And the Beat Goes On. And so finally we took a lunch break, and well, we didn't take a lunch break. We just took a break. And then we some of us stayed inside. Some of us walked outside, and we were doing what we were doing, whatever that was. And I was just wanting to get it over. I wanted to get my part over. That's all I remember. Like, Lord, please help me get this. I want to get it done. And because I really liked the song. And don't forget, this is the second song that I recorded for him. So I still am doing my best to show him that I'm the drummer. I'm his drummer. I'm your drummer, Leon. And so I was doing my best. And so it was time. And so he said, okay, all right, let's go ahead and do it. And so we went back in the studio and ran it down a couple of times. He says, okay, got it. Like, what? You got what? What happened? That's it. We got it. Like, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I really wanted to cry. I was so happy. And so then they went and fixed their parts and everything around it, fixed the bass and the guitars and made sure everything was locked and where it was supposed to be. But see, the most important thing for Leon was to get the feeling of And the Beat Goes On, and that was me. I was the foundation of the song. I didn't know that. How was I supposed to know that? I'm just a drummer. But drums have a very serious responsibility. And so that was the difference and is the difference between what our music was back then and what the music is today. Because a lot of the music today is just a metronome. We didn't use a metronome. I played the way I felt, and I had to find who I was. And Leon helped me to find who I was. He taught me who I was and what I had inside me. And so but it was hard. And so when you play with that feeling of conviction, it is an amazing gift. And it's a wonderful opportunity. And I was really, really blessed. And so were the Whispers, because that was their biggest song ever. Sold more records than any of their records. And so any of their songs. So we're really, 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 really blessed. And so I'm going to play you the song that I figured I got it now. That's it. I know what it is. I know what it feels like. I got it. And I was so excited to get it. I was so excited to get it. I was like, thank you, God. I finally figured out what pocket was. And I got it, and I never let it go. Once I figured it out, I was holding on to that baby forever. So here it is right here on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr., and this song is called I Can Make It Better. By the Whispers.
can obey. All I wanna say.
Enjoyed the show today. I want to thank y'all again for hanging out with me and blessing me and just blessing the show. We appreciate you very, very much. And so you guys go on and do your thing and enjoy, you know, the weekend with your family and friends. And if you're with yourself, just you and yourself, then hang out with me because I'm by myself too. So we all together. We can be together, alone and together at the same time. May God, hey, thanks, Greg, for the flyers and everything. Don't forget tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be, well, actually, I'm going to change that time, Greg, so I'll talk to you about it later, but Solar Wants to Dance, we're going to get that going, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, tomorrow on Solar Records Radio. Thank you guys so much for everything that you do. Have a blessed and beautiful weekend. Take care of yourselves. And, you know, just do the right thing, you know. So let me see, anything else? Let's see, 3 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, we do our praise show. So you want to, you know, if you need prayer, if you want to just join us as we're going to, you know, reach out to our Heavenly Father on Sunday, you know, come and hang out with us. Let's do it. Do it together. You know, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, right? All right, guys. Well, anyway, thank you again for just blessing us and being the best part of Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you, and we love you, love you, love you, love you. All right? Okay. Well, oh, Don Fleming, he's out there, and he's doing his thing, running around. So God bless you, Mr. Fleming. Thank you so much for coming on to the show and blessing us the other earlier the part of the show. We really enjoyed you, and look forward to hanging out with you again. All right? Okay, guys. Take care of yourselves. Be blessed. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. All that good stuff. All right? For up and out. We'll see you. See you when we see you.
Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.